Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Welcome, guys. We're so glad to be back with you this week. I'm Trav.
I'm Tyler.
We had an amazing weekend. We're coming in right out of Memorial Day this last Monday. Always kind of throws my week off. But we had an awesome, awesome Sunday service. The pastor was kind of calling it the weekend of heroes.
Yeah, and so Travis and I go to church together. We had a really good service honoring the veterans and men and women that have sacrificed for our country. But it also hit home a little bit. We had it was the 1 year anniversary of my cousin Davey and his wife and one of their workers in Haiti. They were killed in Haiti while doing missions work. And so we had a little ceremony honoring them too. And that was kind of a tough one for our family, but it was good to reflect and appreciate all the sacrifice and all the work that they accomplished down there.
You know, as we were getting ready for this, we were talking and the sacrifice, man, it just hits a lot harder. You know, I've had grandparents that have served in the military. Tyler's had family that he knows in the military. We've got Tyler's cousin, my nephew. One just went to boot camp today, I think it was, 3 o'clock this morning. One of them is serving overseas. And it's sacrifice has a little bit different meaning when it's your sacrifice.
Yeah, I would agree. When I hear stories or read something about a story of sacrifice or something that someone gave up to get something, you know, a lot of times it doesn't really hit home until it does happen to you or somebody close to you, like what happened with our family, and that they sacrificed their lives for doing what God called them to do.
I don't even know if they'll ever hear this or not, but I want to give a special thank you. I had reached out to Voice of the Martyrs. They're out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and they stepped up with some custom print paintings on canvas. They were very, very nice, and it was a Christian pastor, preacher, missionary that had made it to heaven and being embraced by Jesus, and they were able, our church presented those to the families, to Natalie's family and to Elisa and David. Obviously, they couldn't do anything at this time for Jude's family, their main guy there in Haiti, because of the situation that's ongoing, but you know, I'd like to just throw this out to you too. Keep Haiti in your prayers. They still have the kids there that from their orphanage, and they're constantly trying to keep them out of harm's way.
Yep.
You know, this weekend being Memorial Day, it also brought back something else to memory. I heard a pastor say one day that you will never build a bright future by forgetting the past. And just a couple weeks ago, with the boys ministry program we're with. And if you'd like more information on that, we don't say the names for trademarks and different other reasons, but if you'd like more information, feel free to reach out on to social media and we'd be glad to share it with you. But we were able to honor a man that had been involved for 30 years, had been a pastor for 27, retired military colonel. And it was an honor. We went and presented him with an award for his 30 years of service. And you could just tell that it meant a lot. And I'm going to say, you know, when you're talking about the sacrifice of other people giving, saying thank you goes a long way.
Yeah, I would agree. We just had a couple people within the last year retire from my work. And one of the guys, he'd been there about 36, 37 years. And so he retired at the end of last year. So the last 5-6 months here, it's been a kind of an eye opener to realize how much he did accomplish and how much I've reflected a lot on how much I learned from him, because I think back on when something arises, sometimes it's still in my head to think, oh, I'm going to go ask him, and he's not there anymore. So it kind of made me realize how much that he knew. And I try to just say thank you for him teaching me everything that I learned from him. And I still am using a lot of it every day.
Yeah, this isn't the challenge, but be a mentor. Reach out and share. Make a difference in somebody's life. It goes a long way. And then also, if there is someone who has done that for you, make sure and say thank you. You know, the what was that saying you mentioned just a little bit ago? Remember, it was hard times.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to botch it. It was something about easy times make...
It's hard times make strong men.
Yep.
Strong men make good times.
Good times.
Make soft men.
Soft men.
Soft men make hard times.
Yep. So it's just a kind of an endless cycle there.
Absolutely. You know, and we've got it pretty easy as Americans. It's we have no idea. We get up, do our routine, go down to the coffee shop, go to church on Sunday, but they're speaking to the people through voice of their martyrs. There's people giving their life just to be able to spread the gospel. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there's people giving their life so that we can have the freedom to get up and go to church and do the things that we want to do. And I just, the American pride, I've always bled red, white, and blue, but it was extra special this weekend. And it was extra thank you also to our pastor for taking the time to say thank you to our veterans.
Exactly. And I think about, you know, kind of, we have been thinking a lot about Davey and Natalie and Jude this past weekend, really the whole year, but especially this past weekend being the anniversary. But we, for me, like we were saying, when it's someone that you know, it is totally different. And so it kind of makes me, after the fact, now when I see a story or see a news article or something, or someone sacrificing or giving something up, giving their life, whatever it is, it kind of makes me reflect on what happened to our family, and it makes it seem a lot different when you can relate to that on a personal level.
You know, I've watched movies, war movies, different things, and you see all these people giving their life, and you don't think too much about it. But man, when somebody, you know, it impacts you that much, it's someone you're that close with, man, it changes the perspective that you look at everything in your life.
Yeah, even if I'm watching one of those movies now, it changes my perspective of it.
Yeah, you think that guy was somebody's brother, husband. You know, I heard another pastor say one time, he said that if it's easy for you, it's because it was hard for someone else. So if you get up in the morning and you got a good, nice place to live, you know, that's probably because someone's paying the bills and getting up and going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that time. It's time for the challenge. And here's your challenge this week. We're going to give you a pretty easy one. As we're honoring and reflecting, just coming out of Memorial Day weekend, we want you to pick up the phone. Someone who spoke in your life, who's helped you along your journey in life, pick up the phone and call and say thank you. Somebody maybe that's helped you at work, maybe it was a sibling, maybe it was your parents, grandparents, whoever it was, pick up the phone and say thank you.
Yep.
So Tyler, you know what that means. It's we've given the challenge, we've had the show, it's now time.
Now it's time to execute.
That's right.
Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.